Proclamation number 3210 of 3rd of August, 1944. Battle between light and darkness. Last decision. Incessantly the light fights against darkness. This spiritual battle is so significant, but people don't know it and would rather support the powers of darkness than resist them by striving towards light. And this spiritual battle will reach its climax shortly before the end of this earth, for then the spiritual battle will not only take place spiritually but in public, so that even ignorant people will follow it and, depending on their attitude, support or stop it. For the spiritual battle. The battle between light and darkness takes shape in the battle of faith, which will be waged without consideration by man against man. This is the time epoch which forms the conclusion for the present humanity. The battle of faith is unavoidable, for it is to bring about the final decision. The decision of the individual human being for or against God. The spiritual struggle of light and darkness has consisted since infinite times in the fact that the forces of the spiritual kingdom, good and evil, try to influence the soul of the human being, that they try to transfer to it the thought material that they themselves possess. And thus the beings of light try to pull people up, to ennoble their thinking and to induce them to strive for perfection, whereas the evil forces try to pull them down, plant earthly desires in their hearts and want to push them away from spiritual striving altogether. And this battle is decided by the human being's will. Whichever spiritual forces he surrenders to are victors over the soul. People's will is weak and therefore God's adversary's power is strengthened, and he now completely tries to win humanity for himself by undermining the knowledge of God and his power, wisdom and love, and by stopping all spiritual striving. And the beings of light work all the more eagerly. Light is supplied to people from above to the same extent, and this no longer happens purely spiritually, but it is given such that it is recognizable as light activity, that a visible sign of God's love is sent to people. His word is spread on earth through beings of light, recognizable and visible to all who want to recognize and see it. And this word points to the coming battle of faith, to a battle which only has the human being's spiritual striving as its aim, a battle which, on the one hand, strives for the complete destruction and eradication of everything spiritual and, on the other hand, only has the ultimate aim of maintaining and strengthening faith in God, in Jesus Christ and his teaching, amongst people. And this battle will no longer be waged secretly, but it will move the whole world, different in its form but compelling all people to take a stand. And now the good and evil forces of the spiritual kingdom will again be active to an extraordinary degree. Those who are in contact with the beings of light will stand up for faith and will now be strengthened by them. They will receive strength which will enable them to do extraordinary deeds, for the sake of faith people have to be given signs so that they can believe if they only want to. In the same way, however, the spiritual powers will be effective from below. They will cause people to do the most unkind deeds and also provide them with the strength to carry them out. And thus good fights against evil and vice versa. But the light will be victorious, although only a small part of people will emerge as victors from this battle, because the defeated will now find their temporal end, and this means banishment in the solid form for them. For they will not give up their resistance and thus rebel anew against God, who has offered them every opportunity to abandon their resistance against him. They have fallen prey to the forces of the underworld and therefore have to travel the infinitely long course of development on Earth once again until they are given free will again to make the final decision. The battle of faith is unavoidable. After all, the end of the redemption period has come where a clear separation of spirits is to take place. But beforehand, every person is given the opportunity to take an emotional and also intellectual stand on the most important question of their earthly life: God or the world? And anyone who has not given himself an answer so far will now be forced to make the final decision. And good as well as evil forces will whisper the answer to him. But his will is free to choose which forces he will listen to. Amen.